8 people were injured last night when a large traffic sign crashed onto a Metro bus driving on State Route 520 Floating Bridge. The sign was knocked from the bridge by a metal pipe carried by a construction crane being used on the 520 Bridge construction project. This is just the latest in a number of accidents at the sites of state transportation projects. This morning, Lynn Peterson, Washington State's Secretary of Transportation, described to me what happened last night.
Somehow the load that the contractor was carrying with a crane last night started swinging. They were unable to control that swing, and it went out into traffic, and the Metro bus ended up hitting that load. And in my book, the Metro operator last night is a hero. While there were 8 folks that were injured, it wasn't any worse than that, and he did an awesome job.
Do we know why this happened?
No, we're going to be looking into that, well, with our partners, Labor and Industries. Elle and I will be doing an investigation, and we are certainly working very closely with them and with Flatiron, the contractor. I just got off the phone with their CEO, who expressed his concerns for the incident and the concerns for the folks that had been injured, and they are currently reviewing their safety plan, which gives me the confidence that they are going to make the changes necessary. It's encouraging. However, we will still need to see what the root cause is from the investigation to know whether the safety plan is going to be all-encompassing and up to our standards.
What's the status of the 520 bridge? I understand it reopened to traffic completely this morning.
Yeah, around just before 5. But in terms of the specific work that the contractor was doing where this incident occurred, that operation has ceased until we can get that new safety plan in place.
Lynn Peterson is Washington State's Transportation Secretary. This is an unfortunate series of events. Last week, a 34-year-old man who was working on the 520 project fell to his death at the project site. Last month, 4 workers injured on the Highway 99 project, and then last night's incident on 520 that sent 8 people to the hospital. What's going on here?
You know, each incident, you take each incident, and we need to look at specifically what was the root cause of each one of those. But what I can tell you is that safety is number one for WSDOT and for these contractors. Our people are out there every day, and they need to not only look out for each other, but we need to make sure that they're properly trained and reminded of the protocols. And so both instances with all of the contractors involved, we have done safety stand-downs immediately afterwards. And we also have a long-term plan in terms of our new quality assurance manager doing a best practices review to make sure that we are indeed, as the owner of these projects, doing the best that we possibly can with our contractors.
Now, some listeners might be hearing about this and thinking, well, a dozen people injured in transportation projects just over the last month or so sounds like a trend. What do you say to them?
So there's a lot of work going on, obviously, as we go from spring into summer. And the more work that's being done, the more you're going to see incidences. And it's unfortunate that we've had some incidents that cause us to stop and really take notice in terms of their severity.
Lynn Peterson is Washington State's Secretary of Transportation.